chapter 55, in which Luke faces the Emperor. Luke failed to turn his father away from the dark side on Endor, and now, in the far less pleasant setting of the Death Star's throne room, he must face the consequences of that failure. Vader has brought him here so that the Emperor can turn Luke to the dark side. You may think that there's not a chance of such a thing, but that is only because you, like Luke, have underestimated the Emperor and the dark force that has consumed him.
Welcome, young Skywalker. I have been expecting you.
The voice comes from deep within a dark hood. There's just enough light for Luke to see the Emperor's twisted, hateful smile.
You no longer need those binders, says the Emperor,
and with the twitching of one of his gnarled fingers, they fall to the ground. Luke is free to attack now.
Guards, leave us,
calls the Emperor, and his silent red protectors glide away. The Emperor doesn't really feel the need to be guarded. He only keeps these guards around to impress visitors. Now that they've been seen, they are free to take the service elevator down to their break room and take off their ridiculous helmets until called upon again. Now Luke is even more free to attack.
His lightsaber,
booms Vader, handing the deadly weapon to his master.
Ah, yes. A Jedi's weapon. Much like your father's,
says the Emperor, carelessly laying the lightsaber on the armrest of his throne. Now the way is fully clear for Luke to attack, and surely he must be thinking of it, but he does not. The Emperor goes on.
By now you must know your father can never be turned from the dark side. So will it be with you.
It is pointless to resist, my son,
says Vader, looming behind Luke.
I'm looking forward to completing your training, says the Emperor. In time, you will call me Master.
You're gravely mistaken, replies Luke calmly. You won't convert me as you did my father. The Emperor looks up, and Luke sees his eyes for the first time. Anger and hate burn in them, and Palpatine's smile grows even worse.
Oh no, my young Jedi. You will find that it is you who are mistaken about a great many things.
You're wrong. Soon I'll be dead, and you with me. And now comes something worse than the Emperor's smile. His laugh. A nasty little laugh, meant to irritate and offend.
Perhaps you refer to the imminent attack of your rebel fleet,
the Emperor says casually. Luke freezes. This was unexpected, just as the Emperor wanted it to be.
Yes, I assure you we are quite safe from your friends here,
croaks the Emperor, savoring the moment.
Your overconfidence is your weakness, declares Luke, struggling to control his fear that the rebel fleet is indeed doomed.
Your faith in your friends is yours,
snarls the Emperor.
Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design.
The Emperor turns slightly and gestures out the magnificent window behind his throne. Luke looks out and sees a cloudy green ball hanging in the empty starfield.
Your friends up there on the forest moon are walking into a trap, as is your rebel fleet. It was I who allowed the Alliance to know the location of the shield generator. It is quite safe from your pitiful little band. An entire legion of my best troops awaits them.
Now the fear in Luke's heart grows. They are doomed, and the fear quickly turns to anger. He whirls back to face the Emperor, but his gaze lands on his weapon. Oh, how quickly the Emperor has brought out Luke's own dark side.
and now to push him just a little further.
Oh, I'm afraid the deflector shield will be quite operational when your friends arrive.